You are the dwelling place of God, and the Spirit of God dwells in you. Welcome to another exciting episode of the Neville Goddard Podcast. My name is Mr. 2020. Today we're going to dive back into the pearl of great price. We're going to dive into the power of you. Let's dive in. So Neville Goddard says, you are the dwelling place of God and the Spirit of God dwells in you. His dwelling place is holy. That place you are. Therefore, you must be God. How will you know this? By dying to your delusions. Every foundation, every belief, other than the belief in yourself, is a delusion that must die. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ, and that being you are. Every foundation, every belief other than the belief in yourself is a delusion that must die. This is the only way that you will discover the truth about you that sets you free. Now, this is pretty simple, and yet it's a little complicated. It's really simple because you get to accept you are the power. You're the wisdom. You actually are the love. Power and wisdom are attributes of God. Love is what you are, and it is the love that gives rise to the power and the wisdom. The truth about you sets you free. Now, here's the thing. People will make some obvious deals with the devil, let's say. The devil is doubt. And when you doubt you will buy into a politician, perhaps. If Donald Biden, Joe Trump, one of them will set you free. All right. Things will just be different. It's not the waitress that determines what your meal is it? Meanwhile, people wait forever waiting for politicians to make the changes they want. I'm not a fan of being a waiter, and I'm not a fan of worshiping the waitress. Meanwhile, what does that mean? Listen to that again. It's a little subtle, but it's a lot of fun. Every foundation, every belief other than the belief in yourself is a delusion that must die. You know what? I'll be happy whenever I get 3 Porsches in the driveway. That's when I'll be happy. You get? That's a belief that the Porsches in the driveway will make me happy. They won't. Look around. There's something that they now call succession syndrome. It has to do with extremely wealthy people that are extremely nuts and miserable. There's nothing wrong with making some money. There's nothing wrong with having some money. There's nothing wrong with spending some money. There's nothing wrong with investing some money either. I enjoy doing all 4. If you got that secret of money pack that's $7, you know what I'm talking about. You need to have all 4 of those imaginings in place and money becomes a lot more fun. But I appear to digress because it's not investing money that will make you happy. It's not spending money that will make you happy. I notice when people do that, they'll often spend it and have a thrill and then they'll feel guilty. And then anxiety shows up. See, that's how you can tell when you're an addict. An addict blames the bottle. An addict blames their drug of choice. I want you to stop all that. Because as long as you blame your drug of choice, here's the thing, right? If you blame the drug of choice, then you're going to, I need a beer to talk to the bitches. I had a friend who used to say that, all right? This is a long time ago. This is our early 20s. And he was semi-joking around. I need a beer to talk to the bitches. It's like, radio, I'm not a real fan of that side of you. Because he honestly believed he needed a beer. He honestly believed they were the bitches. Me, on the other hand, I love talking to people. I just love. It's really easy for me to talk to anyone since I know who I am and who you are. We are the love. We are love. So, some people sell the pearl by believing in politicians. right? Some people believe that something out there will make them happy. You get to give up all beliefs and powers over you. And I can tell you this much. Happy, loving husband. He doesn't blame his happiness on his wife. Happy, loving teacher doesn't blame his happiness on his students, on his clients, on the people who he shares the adventures with. Happy, loving puppy dad does not blame the puppies for his happiness. Happy, loving puppy dad, happy, loving teacher, happy, loving husband brings happy and loving to the table. Love is what I am. Happy is how I experience that. Meanwhile, we did 3 live calls last year, pearlpowerpack.com, for almost 5 hours. It started with 1 call, right? They said I had to go vote. I said, I'm not going to go vote. I'll pay the fine. How can I pay the fine without taking money out of my pocket? I'll do a call, right? This is how my mind works. I'm not going to stand in line for an hour, maybe an hour and a half, trying to find a parking space. And I'm not going to stand in line for an hour and a half. Instead, I'm going to do a 90-minute call and change the world. I'll use that to pay the fine. Meanwhile, I didn't have to pay fines because of what I imagined. But we ended up doing 3 calls. That's almost 5 hours of yummy conversation and exploration. PearlPowerPack.com. You can get all 3 for the price of 1 today. Because we explored, I have 21,000, back then, I had 21,237 emails from people who in one way or another have had problems with this. Maybe it works great in one area, maybe it doesn't work at all in another. Maybe none of it works at all and it's just frustrating in force. But in PearlPowerPack.com, in those conversations where there's a little bit of swearing, a whole lot of caring, and a whole lot of sharing, we explore the truth about you that sets you free. It ain't lecture, it's exploration. You get my notes, you get all that goody stuff. Because if you don't explore you, you don't know where you have delusions. Because you just don't go, I don't have any delusions, I bought the pearl, now it's all going to work out great. You know, wouldn't it be nice? Neville Goddard explored and taught for decades. That's what we're doing here. We're exploring, and we're inviting you to explore with us. PearlPowerPack.com. Have a lovely day. Go check it out and read the details. Oh, it's really good. And if you're drawn to it, dive in. You get all 3 for the price of 1 today. PearlPowerPack.com. Have a great day. Thanks for listening. And remember, you are the dwelling place of God, and the Spirit of God dwells in you. His dwelling place is holy. That place you are, therefore you must be God. How will you know this? You will know this by dying to your delusions. And every foundation, every belief other than the belief in yourself is a delusion that must die. They must die so you can really live. You came here to live. You came here to have adventures. You are God having the adventure of a lifetime. What if life wasn't all about problems and pushing? What if life really was about the pearl? PearlPowerPack.com. Have a great day, gang. Love ya. See ya.